This podcast is brought to you by lineupmedia.fm.
The following podcast is scheduled for one fall, and there will be no disqualification. Making their way to the ring from lineupmedia.fm at a combined weight of 849 pounds, the Three Horsemen.
We are back in the studio. The Three Horsemen. Alex, T.O., Eric, Corey. That's four. We're back. And we got cut off last week. We were just talking about it before we went on air. Not everybody got to hear Name That Tune. That show's going to be up today. You'll hear all of Name That Tune. I can't remember who won.
It was close.
You'll just have to listen to find out, I guess. It's a shame. T.O., hit those magic lights by you.
Hit the music.
Oh, now we're talking. Oh, we're in the super dark now. What happened to our big...
There's no spotlight in here.
I like it like this.
In our studio...
It was right here.
We have a bright light. Keeps us lighted, right? Now we don't have it. What's wrong with you guys today?
What are we talking about today?
To 11.
What's going on, guys?
We're going to get there. Fuck, man. It's in the damn description of the show.
So we were... You want to touch on the Lesnar belt
situation? We got a bunch
situation?
Of stuff to talk okay. on, touch on first. If you want to talk about the belt, because I know you want to talk UFC. Are you a UFC fan or not?
Yeah, I am. Oh, okay. But I'm curious if you guys think there's real value to it or not.
Can't hurt.
The T.O. raised the point that the UFC or the WWE, who do you think it helps more?
I don't know who it helps. It might not help anyone. UFC might say, no, we don't want this because they got a huge ton of backlash from their fans about Lesnar coming into the ring and the over dramatic bullshit. So do you take a chance on alienating more friends by having Lesnar do a press tour with the carrying the championship belt?
I don't think when it comes to UFC, anybody's worried about their friends.
Would the UFC allow it? Because they're working friendly. There's a friendly relationship between the two companies. I don't care what anyone says.
Do you think so?
100%. For McMahon to allow Lesnar to appear at the pay-per-view in their ring, or in the octagon, that would have never happened before. There's rumors that Cormier is going to show up at SummerSlam. Because he's a huge wrestling fan.
Oh my god!
That's my point, though. Like, what's your take on that?
Who's this motherfucker?
there it is.
Probably what most people will say.
Yeah, he'll probably get jumped by security guards because there's going to be a
they jump Gronkowski.
A fat. Out. He looks like he's out of shape. Doesn't look athletic at all. He's
fat. Out of shape. Inner city sweat hog. Is that what we're talking?
Kansas City sweat hog.
They're gonna think that he's trying to get into the ring and do some harm to the wrestlers.
It's quite the conundrum there, and I guess I know that WWE is not getting any popularity thanks to the UFC. I mean, that's not gonna happen. Well, the only people that are gaining are the UFC.
You say Rousey's their biggest star right now.
Yeah, because she's in a WWE ring. She can't go back to the UFC. If she went back to the UFC, she'd be their number one star.
She'd probably draw more pay-per-views than anyone
for
right now.
For fucking sure. People want to see her get knocked out.
Yeah, for one show, she would draw more pay-per-view until they put her in there with somebody that beats her ass, and then she's back to nothing.
She couldn't fight anymore anyway.
No.
She just, the mentality's gone. It's like when Tyson got beat, it just fucking, he came back and he was all right, but.
It shook her to her core.
The shock and awe was gone. The fear is gone from the person that they're fighting.
They memed her face out so hard when she got kicked by Holly Holmes. Like, that was...
I think it's stupid. I think she's fucking great. She should stop smiling, though.
Yep, agreed.
She's very talented. She did some... And this is what I was saying, why people were going to people were shitting on, saying she wasn't going to look good in the ring and wasn't going to pick it up. She is an athlete, but all judo is throws.
Yeah.
And trips and stuff. So she's in there doing different types of things that look like suplexes that's second nature to her. So she's doing throws on girls that people have never seen before that are getting huge pops. She did, I think it was Alicia Fox last night, she did some type of leg sweep into like a, but it looked like a suplex, but it's a throw.
They put her in the ring with Alicia Fox. Huh?
Alicia Fox was in with Natalia.
For those of our listeners who don't know who Alicia Fox is, she is a model that got into wrestling.
And there was a rumor she's dating Larry Zbyszko. I don't know if that's true or not, but that was out there.
Definitely not true, considering her boyfriend got in trouble for getting into it with, or no, she got into it with Rousey's husband at WrestleMania?
She did.
That's why she went on her fucking hiatus? Well, Larry Zbyszko was nowhere to be found.
I wouldn't have been either if Travis Brown, all 6'8" of him, was standing over in the corner.
Zbyszko could take him.
Of course he could. Not disputing that, Corey.
Zbyszko beat... he beat a lot of guys. He fucking took Bruno to the mat, man. Come on. Nobody cares.
Who?
Anyway.
So.
We had 3 deaths over the weekend in old school pro wrestling?
4, counting the one we had never heard of.
Yeah, I don't know who that guy is. But Nikolai Volkoff, Brian Christopher, and Brickhouse Brown. You've never heard of Brickhouse Brown.
Yeah, he was the African-American wrestler in what territory? Somewhere down south.
Mm-hmm.
Where was it?
I'm glad you at least memorized my text messages.
I mean, you're not wrong, T.O.
So, Brian Christopher, according to reports, hung himself in his jail cell in Memphis? Is that right?
Yeah, and then was brain dead when they tried getting him.
The thing is they got him. He's not in prison. He's in jail.
Yeah.
He's in just like a little county jail. And he had been pulled over... wouldn't pull over, and I guess he got to the front of his house, he had an open beer can, and they drug him out, and I don't know the whole, I can't speak to the story, I've read enough, but man, that I don't like that one, because I thought he had a shit ton of talent. Do you remember when we were at Raw, and he came out and did the segment with Jerry Lawler, when we were sitting in the box, your little nephew, or not nephew, but what would be your cousin now? What would he be, your brother-in-law?
Yeah, him.
You don't remember that. He came out all out of breath, did the segment with Lawler. He had bleach blonde hair.
Remember him having the blonde hair, but I don't remember the segment with Lawler.
He was, he told him he was a terrible dad.
Yeah, I do remember that now.
Now being there and seeing that, just, ugh. I'm not a big fan of this one. You guys have any Grandmaster Sexay?
They were memories? Over for a while.
I mean, they fucking were, super old.
Yeah.
Him and his dad didn't get along at all, huh?
They can say that, but I'm assuming Jerry Lawler had enough pull.
Yeah. The story goes he didn't want anybody to know he had a kid.
In the mid-90s, that if he didn't want him there, he wouldn't have been there. And I'm sure Lawler called in favors in the territory days or, you know, I mean, I'm sure.
Christopher could work.
Yeah.
He came in as a light heavyweight. That went over like a really bad over there. Yeah, there you go, lead balloon, like a Led Zeppelin. And it did not work out. But once they threw him in with Scotty Taylor, dude, they were fucking
really.
They did the worm. He did the worm in the ring.
Oh yeah, that's
Scotty
right.
Too Hottie did that shit.
Yeah.
And Scotty Taylor can still work. In fact, I think he does still work. But they had Rikishi with them. They were as popular. At a big time in wrestling. I mean, maybe the end of the Attitude Era, but still.
Were they that over before Rikishi came in, though?
Yeah.
Because he was doing the worm, remember? And the kids loved that.
No, I mean,
everybody loved it.
It was a legitimate question because I don't recall exactly.
They had started out, they'd do a lot of gay stuff where one of them would get hit in the ring. I saw him in St. Louis. This is like 98. They were just getting going. And Brian Christopher would go over and hug him. It was the old Midnight Express shit. is what they do. They everybody'd call him gay, and I mean they just played it for as little guys as they were. Man, they owned the crowd when they were in the ring. I mean, that's to me, that's a good wrestler.
It's important for sure.
Well, Jesus. Yep. Especially at that time, but I mean, I know the crowd went crazy for everything, but they were fucking over, made some, and I'm sure made some money. But the other one was Nikolai Volkov.
So with Volkov,
Jesus,
where do you where
crowd today?
No, but I mean, like, was there not a point in time that he and Sheik were the two biggest heels going?
Real simple, he was in the cartoon. That's money. Made a good amount of money. He was Croatian, hated Russians.
Played
a Russian.
Played one, though.
I mean, every time that national anthem came out, man, he was up there fucking saying some gibberish.
What would you compare it to on the grand scale of that? Like, on other wrestlers' deaths?
His?
Yep. Just to put it in someone else's, you know, like for people that are newer fans or, you know, In the hierarchy of wrestling circles.
Depends, man. He had big runs in Mid-South. He had a run with San Martino back in the 70s. He was one of the Mongols. I mean, it's not like his career was just some five-year rock and wrestling horse shit. He did that thing where he tagged with Sergeant Slaughter at the end.
I mean, there's some longevity to the guy's career.
Oh, Jesus. Yeah. For sure. He was a fucking brute. A big dude.
That's the one thing I remember is that, I mean, even as a kid watching him, like, you could tell, like, that he worked really stiff. Made it believable.
He was good. It's a shame. 70 years old, and a lot of stories he had just told everybody about this workout he was on. It's a shame.
70.
I was a fan. Yeah.
Was he unexpected? Pretty much, I mean, pretty healthy, no sickness or anything?
Well, totally healthy.
He had just had a hospital stay from what I remember, but, like, he had been out for a few days. But what was the cause of death? Do you guys know?
Heart attack is what I read.
Was it?
Just one and done.
He can sneak right up on you.
Pretty much.
Take your ibuprofen.
Especially at age 70. Dose.
Tylenol.
Your what?
Your low-dose Tylenol or whatever it is, 81
fucking
milligrams.
A.
Yeah.
Drink some red wine.
Take that shit.
Isn't red wine supposed to be good for the heart?
So fine. I don't know. You're telling a story.
You're the one that's...
Fuck.
You're the expert.
Check your blood sugar and check it often.
Why don't you guys look down since you're not fucking talking, you pricks. Anyway.
Excuse me.
Okay.
All right, now.
Now that we've done our in memoriam.
Now that we're ready.
Let's talk about the Road Warriors, my favorite tag team of all time. In fact, I wore my Warface t-shirt today.
Oh, nice.
You can barely see it. But you can get Road Warriors t-shirts. You can get anybody's t-shirts on Pro Wrestling Tees. Obviously, my favorite tag team of all time. Good thing Alex brought his NWA World Tag Team Championship belts that you can see. Oh, it's shining like a motherfucker.
Yeah, that looks beautiful.
It looks really good without the lights on in here. Shining like a bastard. Where'd you get that bad boy at?
This came from a guy I was talking with on Facebook, and
Did he start your conversation with boxers or briefs? Yes. ASL, age, sex, location?
No.
Chat room disc.
No.
Never mind.
These are T.O.'s AIM stories, not yours.
Yeah. Short version, I had a couple belts that he traded for this one, and the reason I did a two-for-one trade is because this is an actual Milliken belt. So
your first one, right?
First Milliken, yep.
Dave Milliken, if you don't know.
Belt maker of the stars,
that's
so
right.
To speak.
That's right. That's right. Road Warriors held those from October 88 to April 89 when they lost on my birthday. We'll get to that. Oh, seventh birthday.
Lost them on your birthday.
All they've done is let you down.
He's their favorite T.O. now. Come on. No, they're regarded by many to be the greatest tag team.
It's because they are the greatest tag team of all time. It's not a fucking debate. There's not a debate to be had.
I think there is. I mean, if you look at what.
All right.
You'll forget about Harlem Heat now.
There it is.
T.O.'s going to tell us about the history of Demolition soon.
Well, I think Demolition, I mean, that's where the Road Warriors got their idea, right?
I hate when you do that.
They were in WWF.
They're copycats is what he's saying. Uh-oh.
So you're telling me that the Legion of Doom and the Road Warriors painted their face before X and Smash?
I think so.
Even Crush.
From what I've read.
Okay.
Okay.
All right. Go ahead. Carry on.
What are your guys, before we get going, impressions of the Road Warriors? I mean, aside from... I mean, obviously the debate will come just to fruition eventually here.
What I remember when I was a kid is just how real it looked when they did stuff.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, it wasn't when they would have their squash matches on Saturday mornings against enhancement talent. The clotheslines and the power slams, like the press slams that they would do. What was their finisher? Doomsday device,
yeah.
I mean, it looked like they were killing people.
Very much so.
They were very believable. They looked the part. They talked the part. Like, Hawk's voice. I mean, like, there's just so much to it. But
well?
I mean, like, they... I don't know. I was always a fan.
I loved watching their promos, you know what I mean? You'd have these two just jacked-ass dudes, like jacked in face paint, and the one guy's got like a cul-de-sac shaved into his head, and the other dude's got a mohawk, you know what I mean? Like, these cul-de-sac. Dudes are not, you know what I'm saying, though? Like, you know, he's fucking right dead in the middle, all of it's gone. Anyways, they're not... Oh, go ahead.
No, go ahead. You were...
I was just going to say that, like, these two dudes were, they wore the part, like you just said, and they were believable. When they beat people, it was like, just super believable. You know, they were big, jacked-ass guys, and, I mean, everybody loved them. You know what I mean? If you hated, who hated them? Who? Nobody.
The people
nobody
they were wrestling.
Non-Americans.
Nobody hated them. Non-American. Yeah. You don't like apple pie or the Road Warriors, bud? Get out of my country.
Goddamn right.
If they're not on your...
top three.
Well, if they're not on your Mount Rushmore, I'd say there's something wrong. Mount Rushmore of tag teams, I think there's...
Dude, football pads with spikes is all I'm going to say. Football pads with spikes. That's it. Who else did that? That shit was cool.
I couldn't agree more.
You know what I mean? Sitting on the living room floor as a kid, just like staring up at the TV, these dudes, these big jacked-ass dudes with face paint had football pads with big spikes on them. You know what I mean? Like, that was just...
And some of their best matches great. That I've seen, there whenever they had their stints over in Japan, and it just... I don't know. It's a different scenario because, you know, you it seems like the crowd is more into it, but, like, I just watched...
They just gasp. They don't even cheer. They just, like...
Yeah, well, and it would be moves where you could tell it was... semi-botched, but they were just like, they were still into it.
I think they meant to do what they were doing.
Probably.
They were making mistakes on that.
Well, no, I mean, like, so whoever they were wrestling, like one of the Japanese guys, they would, like, take their move in a...
What was that?
I don't know.
Not it me. Was something.
Anyway, they would take their move and just... screw it up, basically. Like the match I watched yesterday, it was a NWA International Tag Team match, which
IWGP.
No, it was not IWGP belt. It was NWA International Tag Team Championship. Tenryu and somebody else. But anyway, whoever Tenryu was tagging with, it was just supposed to be like a backdrop, but it was supposed to be countered into a knee lift, but he just like backed up before he could even the knee would hit him, and it was, you could easily tell it was like 6 inches from Animal's knee hitting him in the head, but the crowd's still like and it was, I don't know.
No,
you gotta watch it.
I'm right there with you, and I'm trying to think of who Tenryu tagged with over there. I mean, they all, anybody they'd get together with, but they would just, you know, obviously beat the shit out of each other, and there's no selling in Japan, but they sure sold for those fucking guys. But, you know, the Road Warriors sold, and that's one of the things we'll get into is how everybody hates the Road Warriors because they didn't sell, which is horse shit. But let's start in the beginning. They were Minnesota kids, came out of Minnesota.
Was one from Chicago? Not to interrupt, but, like, I remember watching their DVD that WWF did, and... I swear, because I actually watched it with you because we got so hammered at the lake one day.
Mm-hmm.
We were the only ones that stayed in that night, and we watched that DVD.
Years ago.
Yeah. So I could have sworn, my memory is bad, But I thought it said on there they were friends, but they went to rival high schools. Is that not true? And then I want to say they were from northern Chicago, or either northern Illinois or from Chicago.
They were billed from Chicago, Wikipedia says.
Well, of course they're billed from
Chicago. From Chicago, but I'm wanting to say that it was a suburb of Chicago, is how I remember.
Animal is the one that, I mean, is obviously left to tell the stories because Hegstrand's no longer alive, but he was born in Philly. I mean, the way I understand it is his dad was maybe an iron worker? Some type of engineer, maybe?
Merrick.
But I don't know. Engineers would probably have more
money. It would make sense with Animal these days.
Which we'll also get to eventually.
Bring back the steel mills.
But they ended up being in, I mean, both living in Minnesota. Hawk was 2-3 years older than him.
Yep.
But they ended up going to, I know Animal's from Philly, had a year or two in Chicago and then moved to Minnesota because that's where he played high school football and everything else.
Maybe it was in Minnesota. Maybe they played against each other there. But like,
now, Hegstrand definitely didn't play football.
See, I'm going to say that they made it like that they went to rival high schools and they, you know, when they started lifting together, they knew each other from sport.
Well, Animal tells the story that all the football teams, you know, this team's 10-0, Hawks high school team is, you know, 0-10, but Hawks undefeated in the stands because he'd fight everybody.
So
fucking
okay.
Fighter.
Maybe that's, I mean, maybe they went to rival high schools and that's how they knew each other. But I thought that was kind of how it was portrayed. Could be wrong.
They met working at Grandma B's as bouncers, just beating the shit out of people. Were that Rude?
And that
Darso,
was that was the bar for the wrestlers.
Yeah, Rude, Darso, yeah. Scotty Norton, John Nord, the Berserker. I mean, you name it. Those guys were. If you see the lineage coming out of fucking Minnesota, it's
really?
I mean, Kurt Hennig's up there.
I love me some Mr. Perfect.
Oh, exactly.
Flair.
Yeah.
I mean.
He lived there, absolutely. But these guys go, they meet Eddie Sharkey, and they go to his camp, and they start wrestling, and they tell the horror stories of how tough it was, and basically they were wrestling in a boxing ring, which is not a good idea. His boxing ring has no give. But these guys get picked. Animal starts. He goes to North Carolina. He's working as the Animal. If anybody's ever seen the picture of him in, like, cut-off jean shorts.
Oh, yeah.
And they just put up some old Mid-Atlantic Championship Wrestling where they have him wrestling. I know I saw a match between him and Briscoe. And the other one, you know what, might have been against Brickhouse Brown. Not fucking kidding now that I just thought of that. But he goes back. He says he's not making any money. He goes back to Minnesota to keep working out. And Ole Anderson comes looking for guys and wants the two guys that look alike because Hegstrand says to him, "You don't look so fucking tough to me." So, which is mind-boggling if you knew who Ole Anderson, also a Minnesota guy. But they head down to Georgia and become the Road Warriors. Now, it's based off, has anybody ever seen the Road Warrior or Mad Max? That's the picture.
It's a rough one.
What a fucking look, huh?
Jesus.
That's what you get saddled with. Gay biker.
Yeah, I mean, he looks like he's out of the YMCA.
For sure. For sure.
The Village People, excuse me. Sorry,
but
either way.
Now, what's the earliest footage everybody's seen of these two?
I couldn't tell you the earliest footage. I just remember them kicking ass in the living room, man.
I remember them, I believe it was Georgia Championship Wrestling, when they won the national tag team belts. I forgot who they won it off of. That, I think, is the earliest.
Well, originally, they didn't beat anybody for them. Ole Anderson just put them on them.
Really?
Matt Bourne got caught being Matt Bourne, so he and Arn Anderson, they had the titles taken off of them, and they put them on these two because they look like fucking brick shithouses. I mean, for that time in 83, those guys were power lifters, which, you know, whatever the gas does for you. These two were fucking gigantic, especially for that
huge
time. And I think Hawks maybe 6'2", 6'3". I met Animal. Animal looked every bit of 6'1", 6'2". But he was just a fucking mound of muscle, and then Hawk was just cut. But these two came in leather chaps, leather jackets, which is apparently Animal's idea. And after a few weeks, they were looking for something different. So when you talk about the mohawk and everything, so it was Hawk's idea for Animal to have the single mohawk.
Right.
And then Hawk have the double mohawk, so if they ran their heads together.
Oh, get out of here.
Yeah. And and credit goes to, from what they say, Bill Watts, who said, have him fucking put face paint on.
I never underestimate a wrestler in face paint.
Well, that's the thing.
I fucking love me some face paint on
I've never seen Mad Max or The Road Warrior or any of those movies. Yeah. But I did, I have seen clips. You know how you see clips of Thunderdome and all that shit where the guys have like a half pad or a half shoulder pad with a spike coming out of it. And some of them have that Indian look of face paint. But again, I've never seen those movies. Have you guys?
Yeah, no, I haven't. A long time ago. I saw Thunderdome for sure.
See, that's with Tina Turner, right?
Yep.
See? Oh, shit. Don't even have to see it. I know it. It's like my wrestling music. which I'm also good at. But that paint develops over time, and they had won the belts. They dropped them one time to Buzz and Brett Sawyer. Another time, Ron Garvin and Oates, but I think that might have been their last reign, but I know they had another one where... But they would... This is the first tag team. They would go around to territories. You didn't often have a tag team that went like... They would send them to Mid-South, and then they'd send them to Southwest, and they'd get to see them, and they'd wrestle guys from the AW... This was more on their way out of Georgia, but they were the first team that was like an attraction. Like, we gotta see these fuckers in person. Why? Because they got on the magazines. And I have bought several of these magazines from 83, 84. And these guys look like something from the fucking future. And that's why, I think that's why they were so big.
Well, yeah, for sure. I mean, because for the most part, you had at the time either Race or Flair that would do the, you know, traveling the territories because they were the NWA champion. But then aside from that, maybe you could throw Dusty Rhodes in there. You could throw Andre the Giant, but... For the most part, everyone stayed within their territories at the time, but then, you, like you said, you had the Road Warriors that would go from territory to territory, and they would be super over. And they were the
cheered.
Yeah. And like you said, they were the first tag team that did that.
And it was just because of what they looked like.
Yeah.
They cheated. They did all the nasty shit, but they never ran.
Right.
Ever run. And heels always run. Chicken shit heels run. They never ran. You know, I can't say that because, you know, Race didn't run, but... He would get out of the ring. I mean, obviously the Road Warriors would do it a couple of times. But they just so fucking... They were so different looking. And I still don't know anybody that's ever looked like those two did. There isn't anybody.
Well...
At least I'm just fucking geeked up.
There won't be anymore with all the testing.
Which kind of sucks.
Yeah.
Yeah,
it's entertainment.
I mean, yeah, Eric and I had that conversation, I don't know, was it like a couple weeks ago about just...
Should you let them just go ahead and...
How many movie stars are on steroids?
Exactly.
All of them?
That was the
steroids,
thing. Entertainment.
Yeah. Or growth or TRT.
You guys know any difference between like what HGH and all that shit? I mean, I know the names, but I don't know what each one does for you.
One of them's like a testosterone replacement, I believe.
TRT.
That's TRT.
Okay.
The human growth hormone elevates all, you know, different levels. And then you have your steroids. But they're all performance enhancing. They stop you from aging. They help you recover. Tom Cruise is on some form of that because he does all of his own stunts. Guys in their 50s can't do the shit that they do.
Fuck, Rogan's on HGH.
Yeah, for sure.
But, well, he admits it.
Yeah, he'll tell
you. I mean, he's not saying he's not. All these guys are. It gives their career longevity because it keeps them looking younger, keeps their bodies in shape. You think Bradley Cooper and Ryan Reynolds and...
The Rock, for that matter.
I mean, all these guys.
Oh, fuck.
Well, I mean, there's your obvious action heroes that do it. That's no-brainers. But then you look at your super lean guys that are just shredded up and lean. You're not built like that in your 40s. How many 40-year-olds do you know that you see at the gym working out that look like that?
Statham.
None.
None that I know.
Exactly, because they're all on shit. So my thing is, they're wrestlers. This is not a sport. It's not the 80s. People know there's... Kayfabe's dead.
Yeah, I think it's just killed so many people.
That's not what killed people. The steroids did not kill them. HGH did not kill them.
Mm.
Testosterone did not kill them.
Mixing
it was
it with other
everything
things
else
you.
They were doing.
Well, the mix.
It's the mix. You don't see when the UFC guys were all doing this shit? They weren't dying.
Now, you say that bodybuilder just fucking dropped dead.
Yeah, he had coke. He had other shit in his system.
Did he really?
Yes. So if you're doing your strenuous drug testing, I don't know why these guys can't do it. I mean, steroids are illegal at that point, yeah. But HGH isn't if you get it recommended by a doctor.
Yeah, you can get that shit from a doctor, and it's, I mean, because there's medical
TRT. Yeah, I mean,
you
it's,
need it. You know what I mean? Low T, low testosterone, you can get that stuff prescribed to you.
I mean, how many baseball players were going out killing people in the 90s?
None that I know of.
It's not steroids.
None that I know.
Well, no, I mean, but you say that the wrestlers were killing people and dying and this and that.
I'm with you.
It was not the steroids. It was the concoction of shit they were taking.
You mean taking somas and
drinking and then fucking
then doing coke.
Antidepressants and then coke and then uppers and downers and
taking something to have you sleep on a plane.
That's
and then
good for
doing
your,
coke before you
and then
go out.
Putting houses into each other's stuff. I mean, that's what it was. And I mean, I feel like steroids and HGH and TRT get a bad rap because of all that.
We talked about this during Benoit's thing.
Yeah, I do.
That's because everybody came out and it was roid rage.
Those guys took that fucking, not Ruflin. What are you putting it?
Halcyons.
Not Halcyon tablets, which will fucking end your night pretty quick, too. But that other shit that it would help them sleep. It's like, help you sleep? That's what you put into fucking, like, drug a girl.
Makes you racist, too. Ambien.
Apparently.
That does it? Really?
Yeah.
I did not know that.
Mm-hmm.
Side effect. Oh, yeah. I remember.
But you also talked. But going a step further, an old wives' tale is Hawk was taking monkey hormones. Can you fucking believe that? STO falls out of the studio. No, man, these guys were taking some shit. You really have got to do yourself a favor and look up Georgia stuff. It is all over YouTube. What they do to these poor fuckers that were just enhancement talent and just, like, jobber guys.
Oh, yeah.
But they're not even... I'm sure they told him, just go in and fucking kill these guys.
Right.
They couldn't. I mean, you watch Hawk press slam a guy, just drops guys on their head.
He didn't give a fuck.
No, he didn't give a fuck about anything. Because, well, the problem is,
I just stand back and watch him fall 15
feet.
This is
the other thing. If you walk into the back, like, you're just a guy that wants to be on TV, you're wrestling for $5, $10 on TV, hopefully. I mean, if you got paid. And you walk in and you see, I got the Road Warriors.
Oh, fuck.
I would have grabbed my bag and fucking walked out of the back of that. And I'm sure that happened on more than one occasion. There's more than one time you see him wrestling a masked guy, and that was the easiest way to do it. Put a mask on this guy, send him the fuck out there. Fuck
yeah.
That.
Well, yeah, that's why Eric was like, who doesn't like the Road Warriors? That's why I said 3/4 of the guys.
Jobber guys,
the
opponents, jobber guys from 1983. They fucking hate them.
Oh, I bet, man.
Some horror stories. No, but these guys... Dude, they made their mark, and they made it quick, and they obviously held the belts down there. I mean, you couldn't have anybody that could actually beat them and have it be realistic, but they took on the Briscoes, the Sheepherders, obviously Brett and Buzz Sawyer. I've seen a match with Buzz Sawyer and Wahoo McDaniel that they wrestled in Mid-Atlantic. But they were fucking, they were big.
Freebirds too, right? Fabulous Freebirds?
Freebirds came in AWA.
That was later on.
Oh, yeah. you just Georgia's what you're strictly
talking. But another point they always made is people wanted to be part of a gang, and they saw the Road Warriors as a gang, as like guys that were like, yeah, we can be on their side because they just beat the shit out of people, and that's fun to watch.
I'm not sure if I'm just making this up, but did they work a tag match with like Bundy and somebody else? Was that?
Blackwell. But they also worked against Bundy and maybe Bundy and Hansen down in Georgia. But I know Bundy and Rude in Memphis.
But Bundy was in Georgia at that time.
Oh, absolutely.
Okay. Okay.
A ton. They ran angles with him down there. They ran angles with, now I'm going to forget these guys. I mean, they ran angles with Ole Anderson. They ran angles with Hansen. And obviously they were all over the magazine, so people just kept seeing it. They just kept seeing them beat the shit out of people. I know the one I have is the NWA's plan to ban the Road Warriors, and they just ran shit that made them seem bigger than life. By the time they get to the AWA, I mean, they put the titles on them immediately. I don't even think they would work some shots, but they're immediately world tag team champions. And the AWA had just lost Hogan 8 months before that. Mm-hmm. So this was their fill. Like, look, we got the Road Warriors, and they're going home to work at home. and they got buddies in the crowd now. And do you guys know the Fabulous Ones story?
I do not.
No. No, I'd love to hear it, though.
Vern tells them they're going to lose to the Fabulous Ones in the ring, lose the belts, and they get in the ring. I guess Ellering said, not going to happen. You guys aren't doing it. Okay, let's not skip over that. We'll come back. You know, Ellering was their legit manager.
Mm-hmm.
Not manager like TV. Like, he booked their flights.
Their talent manager and everything.
He was like their agent.
So he did what Cornette did for the Express.
For the most part, yeah.
Hotel rooms.
But he did it first.
Travel.
Ellering did it first.
He did.
Yes. Like, Demolition came before the Road Warriors. Ellering did it first.
Well, Mr. Fuji did it for them first.
Mr. Fuji, huh?
Fuji.
Okay, so wait. So this Fabulous One.
Fuji. Silence.
The Fabulous One story. You say we're saving that?
Oh, we'll come back to it. But, I mean, we haven't given Ellering any credit for getting these guys over at all. I mean, I don't think anybody had a working manager back in the fucking 80s. I mean, Heenan tells the story of the missing link. Says, yeah, I need you to carry my bags and get my flight and everything. And Heenan says, why? He goes, my gimmick is I don't talk. And Heenan says, oh, don't worry. They don't know who you are. Just go up and go get your shit. Fucking great.
I said, I'm not fucking doing that.
No. But this is when AWA is when they start coming out to Iron Man. I mean, they're Animal and Hawk. They add a little more. They've started having these, spiked bracelets. And
yes.
They had the spiked armbands. And they were definitely different looking. And the AWA had never seen anything like that. But they were getting over. Have you guys seen any AWA stuff?
I have seen
some of it.
I think I've seen maybe two matches. And one of them was, like, their last one on the way out. They wrestled, like, Michael Hayes and somebody else.
Yeah, the Freebirds.
Well, no, Hayes wasn't working. He was working with somebody else. I got to look it up real quick.
Well, the one's Hayes and Gordy at Comiskey Park. The other one is the steel cage match between him and Garvin. It's Hayes and Garvin at Wrestle Rock in 86.
Maybe it was Freebirds, okay.
Yeah, it's a good match. All good matches. But they had the Fabulous Ones up there. They worked with a bunch of people. This is when they got gigantic. This is during Rock and Wrestling. I don't know that there's much else to say about that if you guys haven't seen their shit.
Who do you think they originally appealed to?
I don't know who they wouldn't appeal to.
Right, that's a
great... I saw them at age 3, and I'm like, these guys are fucking awesome.
Can't remember.
But was there... I mean, because they were more or less heels.
Yeah, I'd say they appealed. Their main appeal was 18 to 23.
Okay.
Or 50, I was just curious 14 about
that,
to 23.
Because... You know, like, the face paint, kids love that gimmick no matter what, usually.
Yeah.
See, here's how I look at it. They were, I know the Horsemen kind of get, like, the credit as, like, the first cool heels, but I think the Road Warriors beat them to it. That's just my opinion.
For sure.
But.
For sure. And they were, I mean, they weren't great in the ring. They did their shit. And if you, and like Cornette says, if you worked with them, you fucking got over. You got them over.
And you felt it.
I can imagine.
But you made money.
Yeah, you made a fucking ton of money wrestling those guys. And they headlined. Nobody else had... No fucking tag team was headlining.
Yeah, but when you say a ton of money in 1986 for wrestling for a promotion like that, what can you mean, a ton of money? Like that... We're talking like $5,000?
In a night? You're not making $5,000 in a night. Okay, so not in the AWA. Okay,
so, right. So, what are we talking as far as a ton of money goes? I mean, like, what's I mean,
I don't know. What pulling a grand a night?
That's good. But how many, nights a week are you wrestling?
They're probably pushing 6 figures annually at that point.
Oh, I'd say easily.
I'd say easily too. Yeah. Their first trip to Japan, they gave them $10,000 to come over.
Yeah.
And you know what they never say? They never say if it was a piece.
That's what I was about to say. How much Ellering got of it, they never talked about it.
Never. But they do talk about Ellering's contract in NWA when he was getting paid more than Tully Blanchard. He wasn't fucking happy about that.
Was he booking, doing anything else?
Nope.
Just part of the act.
Just shoot manager.
Nice.
Isn't that interesting?
He had a gig there.
Well, fuck.
Didn't the Express go 3 ways, though?
Had to have.
Cornette
Should they say Cornette made more than those guys.
It's crazy.
Well, that was when Cornette was also, like, doing... booking and agent stuff too.
True.
But I mean,
he was mouthpiece, but I mean, he was good. He knew what he was doing. He's the one that got them over.
Yeah, I agree.
I've had this argument more than one occasion. Like, without him, they're nothing. Literally. Meanwhile, on the other side, without Ellering, I don't know. You'd have to go back in time and watch it and figure out where that goes. But the AWA run, I guess we can gloss over that too. But we did talk about Japan. Their shit, they went over and brought the titles back in 87, I believe, and they were IWGP champions. To think that they held the AWA championship, the NWA championship, and the WWF championship, that's a big fucking deal. Especially to go anywhere you go, and they just make you their tag team champions?
Yeah, they're extremely well-known and popular.
Yeah.
Well, everybody loved them.
But AWA and NWA had to commit to them going to Japan, so you'd have 2 weeks of them. You'd have to get all their shit filmed, 2-3 weeks, however many times you want to get them on TV, and they would save their matches till the end of the show, at least from every show I've ever watched. They'd save them, say, all right, well, the Road Warriors are coming up next. Not see that match. Coming up soon. Not see their match. Wait. Because you had to see the Road Warriors.
Yes, I mean, that's a way to get people to watch your whole
absolutely
program. You know what I mean? You put the popular stars at the end, which I mean, everybody does
but
that.
But that's like what Corey just said. Like, you didn't have tag teams that main evented up until the Road Warriors.
Right, right. It wasn't a thing.
No.
What tag teams have since?
DX.
Faction.
I mean, true story. I mean, they're... What was
the
it,
faction, though. It wasn't just them.
Well, they had two. Well, the New Age Outlaws, then. They would main, you know, Shawn Michaels.
But not on house shows.
Well, I'm talking main event as in, like, you are the last match on the card.
Yeah, okay, that's a little tough.
I mean, they were main eventing as late as 91, 92.
Yeah.
I mean, you didn't even have the Steiners that would go on as the last match on the card. Now, granted, I mean, NWA, WCW did things weird where they would have their main event like third or fourth to last match at times, which was I still don't understand. But, I mean, Arn and Tully, I don't recall if they ever main evented. I mean,
no. Lord, no. So, you had Flair.
Well, I'm talking like cards where like if, you know, Flair wasn't around or if he wasn't there or something like that. Like, if he was, like, if it was like a Clash of the Champions and he wasn't, like, wrestling, but he was just there to do a promo or an interview or something like that.
Well, the other thing, well, since you bring that up, the other thing is that the Road Warriors, they would put them in any match they could get them in, which is why they had the Skywalk. They named a fucking event after them.
Right.
After their match. They named, I mean, they had War Games and the Road Warriors are involved. And this is when Crockett's printing money. This is before they started buying planes and buying offices in Texas and fucking everything up, ruining wrestling for about a good 10 years. 5 years. But these guys were still the big dogs. I mean, they had merchandise. They had T-shirts. They were on every magazine.
That's what I was going to say. That's another thing I remember is just how many magazines they were on. And if they weren't the main picture, they were on there somewhere.
For sure. You had an article that you could at least see a picture of them. And that's why I got into them so much, because of the face paint. I wanted to see, hey, what design do they have in this picture? What do they look like?
Yeah,
what
some,
they...
some of their promos from the early 80s were like literally like just some fucking lines on their face. Their paint got way better as their career progressed. Yeah,
they had their house show paint, and they had their TV paint. What do you guys think about? Is the paint the only thing? I mean, is it anybody with paint gets over?
No.
Anybody with paint?
You can't point to that.
I mean, it seems like it, though. I mean, who painted their face that wasn't super popular? I mean,
Doink.
I know you guys are going to come up with, fuck you talking about? You better take it easy there. Doink. Doink was good. I like Doink.
Oh, but I mean, in your 80s.
Second Matt Bourne reference. Go ahead.
But you go with the Road Warriors, you go with Demolition that had face paint. I'm just talking 80s, 90s, early 90s.
Huh?
Sting. Warrior.
I mean, they're Road Warrior ripoffs. Look at the Blade Runners, Demolition, Powers of Pain.
Mm-hmm. But the thing is, these guys...
Warlord had the paint for a while.
All these guys you're talking about, though, they're all jacked. Like, if you throw face paint on, you know, just some... guy that's like 230.
Well, right now you have
Steve
those douchebags, the not the Shield, the Ascension.
Mm.
I mean, they
haven't seen many Ascension matches.
But it's just their look. You look at it.
Fucking
it's terrible.
Fucking dreadful.
So you're right. I think part of the thing with the what you were saying with Road Warriors is their build with the paint, with the entire package.
Yeah, and by the time you get to War Games around that time, then they had those leather vests with the spikes first.
Mm-hmm. Muda.
Those got stolen in Puerto Rico. Muda was fucking super.
That's what I'm saying. I mean, like,
stolen
so like,
in Puerto Rico for real. That's awesome.
80s and 90s, you know, mid 80s to early 90s, everyone that did have paint was pretty much someone that was going to be big.
Right.
Yeah. Yeah, and then you get the shoulder pads with the spikes and the fucking...
Was that WWF's creation, the shoulder pads with the spikes?
Jesus, no.
How long before that were they doing? The red ones, I had never seen the red ones on.
They had the black with the silver spikes in 87.
Yeah, red, though, was when they first came to WWF.
Yeah, they wanted to change their colors and soften them up. But fucking what a good color, red and black.
Mm-hmm.
You can't go wrong.
Well, and it fit being built out of Chicago.
Yes.
And, I mean, it was just kind of a...
It's just a great look. Just no matter how you cut it.
And they incorporated more red in their face paint, I feel like.
A little more. They kind of fucked around with colors for a long time, but then it seemed, and this would be a better question for Animal to answer, but it seemed like he went red, white, black more.
Mm-hmm.
I hate that. Because I always loved when he did something different.
Can't believe he put black on his face.
Yeah, that's a shock. Who has the better face paint, Animal or Hawk?
Hawk. No, I'm sorry, Animal, in my opinion.
I like Hawk. I like the...
I like the Animal.
I like
the Joker look is what he called it?
Yeah, just the different angles and the... I like that. The
colors. What is that supposed to be, like a machete or... Or not a machete, but something sharp that comes off with the black?
Like a blade, almost. Like a,
Yeah.
Some type of saw
good
blade
call.
Or something. I liked it, though.
Yeah, my brother was always a big Hawk fan, and I was always a huge Animal fan.
Am I remembering this right? Did at one point Animal have like a mask that because his face was broken or something like that?
Yeah, we even talked about that. Yeah, he broke his orbital bone. Yeah,
right. Okay, yeah. I was like, why the fuck do I remember that? It was like white, black.
It was like a Jason mask with the spider web on it.
Spider web. That's
fucking
what was.
Sweet. Looking.
Yeah.
So
it was. I remember this. Yeah, that was neat.
What's the story behind the spider and the spider web?
You know, I don't know.
Because he always had the spider in the middle of his.
Yeah.
Top middle.
It might have been in his book. I read it 3 times, but I don't remember talking about the spider. I think it was just something to add.
He should write another book. Recapping his last 20 years and his beliefs and thoughts. I bet that'd get interesting.
Oh, man. I think
fuck, today it'd sell.
So, yeah, he's racist is what, right? I mean, that's what's going on here. I mean, this is where he's tiptoeing around, a big elephant in the room.
Oh, yeah. The white elephant in the room?
Yeah, because it's definitely not any other colors.
No, but, there's a bunch of shit to... I didn't make any notes. I thought I'd just go from memory. I forgot about the mask thing. That was pretty sweet looking.
That just stuck out in my memory was that mask.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Who broke his orbital bone?
I think it was a kick from Warlord or Barbarian. They'd been going around the horn.
Those guys were huge, too.
Those four great workers had injuries in their matches.
Oh, my God. And you brought up face paint. Look at the early shit with Sting and Warrior. When you talk about two fuckers that couldn't work.
Right.
Oh, my God. Just
see,
dreadful.
I remember Sting as just a really good, decent technical wrestler. Was he not? Am I remembering this wrong?
Not early.
Not early on, huh?
Ew, no. Wrestling down in Memphis and in Mid-South, just dreadful.
Really?
The Blade Runners.
Well, that's unfortunate because I always remember him as a fucking really good wrestler.
You got better.
Well, yeah.
You got way better. Thank God for everybody.
Those matches were awful.
Oh, they're just dreadful. So
let's do a press slam. Let's do another press slam.
Oh.
Anybody down for a press slam?
On the clotheslines. What do you guys think about the idea that it sucked seeing them work against two giant guys and it was awesome seeing them work against two smaller guys? Is that agreed?
Yeah, they looked better beating the shit out of smaller dudes, obviously.
Yeah. It
way better.
It just didn't seem as... I don't want to say it didn't seem as fun because that's not the right word, but I don't know. It wasn't the same. That's the best way I can phrase it.
No, you watch them work against Midnight Express or Tully and Arn, and it's a different match than watching them work.
Right.
The powers of pain. Oof.
So what version did you like better? The one with Sonny and Draws? Or
we're not even getting there today.
Did they put in? Wasn't there Heidenreich? Wasn't he in with the Warriors point in time?
Again,
just fast forward. Which one did you like better? 20 years.
Let's forget the good part of their career. Let's go right to where they were superstars.
No, that's next week. When they're superstars.
When they really got big.
When they're WWF superstars.
Yes.
No.
Do you think either one of them were sleeping with Sonny?
Yes.
Really?
No, I have no basis to make that assumption. It's just I hope.
I think Laurinaitis has a little bit of Sonny in him.
At the same time?
Really?
That's another thing to talk about is how influential his brother is, who was by far the shittier of the two workers.
Tan all over, Jan all over?
Of course they were.
Isn't that the wasn't yeah. that it? Tan all over, Jan all over.
Hmm.
Isn't that right?
Yeah.
The Office.
The Office. So Johnny Ace is one of the most influential people in wrestling now.
Wow.
Would have you thought that 20 years ago?
Fuck
no.
No.
You would have thought it would have been Animal that would have been a guy in the locker room that would be.
I would at least thought he would be a trainer by
trainer now. Or agent or something.
Especially all the babysitting he alleges to have done.
Well, don't you think if he could do it, his brother would get him the gig?
Yeah, I don't see how they see that as nepotism. Their fucking whole company's based on nepotism.
Yeah, I mean, he ended up marrying he married the mom of Bella.
Mm. Could you imagine having to deal with that family?
Ooh.
Fuck that. Meanwhile, Laurinaitis produces a fucking NFL linebacker. Oh, I know.
Oh, that is. I wish I'd have never seen that. I just looked at. I saw a picture of what.
Let me see.
He just showed me, for everybody listening, a picture of Demolition.
Clearly got ripped off by the road.
Doing a shoot interview in their paint, and it does not look.
They probably got an extra $30 to get painted up for that.
Now, Animal still wears it around. He looks fine.
Does he?
Yeah. He looks good. He still does the whole deal, the whole spider, everything. Nice. Fucker's been doing it forever.
The spider's white now, though.
Now, and since we're pretty much at the end of our episode on the Road Warriors. This is where everybody kind of sees them falling off, and then everybody else got the, what would you call it, cartoon version of the Road Warriors. But after 89, when they go to WWF, when they jump to WWF in 90,
see, they were still
like,
They were still, in my eyes as a kid, they were still badass.
Absolutely.
Oh, yeah.
But once they went back to WCW after that first run in WWF, it was over.
Yeah. A lot of people see it as being over when they get to WWF in 90.
But they held the belts.
Absolutely.
I mean, like, it wasn't like they got shit on and they had their characters change big time.
Not
and
at all.
Vince Rocco. And those guys didn't fuck with them.
Rocco.
What was that? Yeah.
The ventriloquist dummy.
That Ellering, didn't he carry him around with him or something?
They said send Hawk over the edge. We'll get to that next week. But this is where they say it dies. Many say it dies, and the mystique starts to wear off when they go to WWF and they switch to all the red, and they team with the Ultimate Warrior and all that shit, which we'll get to next week.
Teal, you're just crazy if you think his paint was better than Animal's. I'm just saying, like Animal's paint.
I have to agree.
Way better.
So
obviously,
way better.
So last thought. Do you think? So let's say, what would this have been? Summer of 90 when they left.
Right.
WCW. Let's say Jim Hurd isn't in the picture. Do you think they stay?
I don't know. I mean, they have to get somebody else to run the fucking company.
I mean, I don't know.
You can essentially blame Ted Turner.
Yeah.
I mean, they did the spike in the eye with Dusty, got Dusty fired. I mean, a lot of shit went down. And they take off and say, fuck this.
Can I ask you a question? I just found something online. I was just looking at different Road Warriors face paint, and it comes up.
The Batman face paint.
Nope. It comes up Road Warrior Animal and Power Warrior.
That is
Suki Sasaki.
Mm-hmm. Green?
Yeah.
Okay. When was that?
That's Road Warrior Hawk. Should be.
This says Road Warrior. This is Animal with him. I'm looking at it right here.
Yeah, Animal teamed with him and recently, within the last 10 years, I think.
Yeah, they were the hell. I thought they were the Hell Warriors.
I don't remember. One of them was the Hell Raisers, and the other was the Hell.
Hell Raisers. That's right.
God,
yeah.
Who's the real Warrior fan here? Go ahead.
I don't have it written down. Sorry, Ace.
Didn't memorize it.
Ace. Johnny.
Johnny. Yeah, we kind of glimpsed it. We'll get T.O. into this fucking thing next week. Don't worry, because that's when he's going to be able to go off.
So on Hawk, when did Hawk change to the two different colored spiralish over the eye? Because he didn't usually, before they had similar designs of face paint.
He'd been doing it since 84.
Okay.
Yeah, look at this one. This is weird because he has his briefs on and no pants. And then he's got, fuck, that doesn't even look like him.
It's because it's not him.
Well, there you go.
That's
who is that?
Heidenreich, I think.
Oh, jeez.
Yeah, totally doesn't even look like him.
Definitely not him.
Definitely not.
Thank God.
I wonder if they have the most. For a tag team, For a tag team, I'm sure they do, but you got to believe Hogan, Warrior, Sting.
Something's going on in our studio here.
It's my phone.
Oh, he's ringing. Go ahead.
I was doing a remix. Road Warriors number of
ripoffs.
No covers, because the magazine covers. I'm just going through. They're on all of them. I think
Hogan had him beat.
Flair probably right there with
right
him.
In there.
Sting probably ish.
See, I stopped buying magazines in 92.
But remember though, there was three or four at that time.
Oh yeah.
And I mean it was, you know, you'd go to the shop, and we've talked about it, you go to the market or the grocery store and your parents are grocery shop and you'd play a game of Russian roulette, you'd get kidnapped by a pedophile, or you'd get to read your wrestling magazines.
Yeah, it's funny, not a lot of pedophiles hung out at our supermarket. Why is that?
I don't know. I never met one.
Me neither.
Hmm.
You sure about that?
I don't know.
I don't know either.
Okay. I don't know what supermarkets you guys were hanging out at. The one that I went to, I never see a single pedophile.
Really?
Yeah. Gosh, I just got...
They eat too?
Stuck my 50 cents in there and got my cool stickers out of the machine, and I was the fuck out of there.
Oh, you didn't go to the magazine rack.
Yeah, but I could never afford to buy them.
All
so
right.
Of course, I did the whole... Read them until it, hey, sir, you're gonna put that down. All right.
They never did that to me once.
Me either.
For real?
Never.
Oh, no. Man,
I could go in and look through a whole wrestling magazine, not have to buy it, and I was good.
No, man, they used to fuck with me constantly at Shop and Save. I used to go to Shop and Save. Yeah, Shop and Save. It was a couple blocks from my house, and I mean, they had, you know, just three different wrestling magazines or whatever they had right there on the rack, and yeah, I maybe could get through half of one, and I'm putting it up to check the other one out before they're coming over, like. Fuck are you doing?
I mean, they're actually asking the question on here, who's the better tag team, the Dudleys or the Road Warriors?
Yeah, that's the dumbest question ever. Oh, I'll give you this one, though. Who do you think the better worker was? Who did you enjoy watching more? Animal or Hawk?
Hawk.
Really?
I just thought Hawk was a vicious badass.
Yeah, I'd say Animal, too.
I have to say Animal.
Who took the hot tag more often?
Animal.
So he was a cleanup guy.
Yeah. He was power guy.
Yeah.
Hawk flew. Hawk could do the deal. Hawk also had a run with Ric Flair. Couple matches. I mean, Animal had one, but...
Just skipping ahead, just because you're... And I'm not... I know we'll talk about it more next week, but this is probably the last memory I have of the Road Warriors is when they did the drunk angle in the Attitude Era.
Of course you're going to talk about it. We're not going to talk about it this week.
No, but
yeah.
I just want to say, like, as a fan, as someone that loved them like you did, did that piss you off?
Yeah, that was ridiculous.
Oh, you should have seen him live at that time when Hawk was wearing a T-shirt and...
Would stumble out.
Oh, it was fucking dreadful. Just absolutely awful to watch.
And that's one of the things I wonder if McMahon pushed that because they weren't WWF guys, really.
I say Hawk was into it. I don't know, man. It doesn't make any fucking sense to
me. I heard they didn't play the part. They just went and got smashed and did it for real. Fuck it.
No one Hawk. At least the story is now.
Yeah.
But, so, what,
is it game time?
You say Hawk is the, you like Hawk better as the worker.
I liked him flying off the top, the clothesline. I thought his look was better. I liked him better out of the two. And most people won't say that.
He was built like a thick Undertaker.
Yeah, Animal always looked like a football player to me. Looked like more of an athlete.
Like a linebacker.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, fuck, that's what he was. But
agreed.
Okay, we'll get back into the '90s WWF and the aftermath of that shit.
Train wreck of the
a drunk angle WCW and all that horse shit next week. Oh, God. Can't wait to go through that. But now it's game time.
Game time. All right.
It's back to Name That Tune.
It is. Uh-oh. So, all right, just to recap some rules, you don't have to answer in Jeopardy format. Huh. So there are going to be...
Yeah, Eric, so shut the fuck up.
Hey, I got to win any way I can, okay, including right. disqualification.
So
any way I can.
There are going to be three categories. You got 1980s NWA, 1990s WCW, 2000s WWF.
Hey.
Whoa.
So there are 1 to 500 pointers, and then there is a 1,000-pointer question, but there will not be a category given with that one. So
take it at whatever it is.
If you pick it, it's...
Wait, we got to check. T.O., are you ready?
Yeah, I was
listening. You didn't let me finish. Are you ready to get beat?
Yeah,
okay, I was just checking.
Okay. Each person's going to have the chance to answer five of these. 15 seconds of each song will play. No replays.
YouTube, it was nice knowing you.
Yeah. Eric's going to go first.
Oh, great.
Tim's second. Corey is third.
Tim, you can get the steal from me.
All right, so.
I'm third. How the fuck's that work?
It was completely random this
time.
Sure
it was. That's what happens when you just fucking destroy the competition the first time. Right. Go ahead.
So there are two daily doubles. There are two tag-on bonus questions.
And who put on a bet that T.O. doesn't get either daily double? And none of these answers are Harlem Heat? Can I put down both those? And can we get an over-under on these?
All right.
I'm sure you guys are cheating.
Over-under.
All right, one last thing. There's also one...
West side of the table.
Ridiculous.
There's also one what I call mega steal if we get to it. So basically what's going to happen is...
Wonder who will get that.
Whoever picks it, if you don't get it after the 15 seconds, I'm just going to let it keep playing. And then the first one to answer...
Since Corey's so confident, and if he misses one today, we just get to kick him square in the dick.
Well, get mad at me, man.
All in favor?
Aye.
All opposed?
Yeah. Mr. fucking cocksure
okay.
over there.
Okay, so let's get this rolling. Eric, you got to go first.
Let's hear it.
You got to pick a category.
Fucking Jesus. Pay attention.
What is soap?
2000s W. Yeah. No, Cheryl. Right. Harlem Heat.
2000s. It's not a category.
Are you sure?
It's not a category.
Okay,
I know
WWF.
That.
WWE.
The season. Rapist for 300.
Yes.
Yeah.
The Rapist.
Let me get...
Patrick Kane?
Let's go 300. Fuck it.
2000s WWF 300?
Yep.
Well, you just got a daily double.
Imagine that.
So you can do up to 500 since obviously you don't have any points.
Oh, yeah. Fuck it. Let's do it all.
Yeah. What?
All right.
Wager all of nothing.
Don't forget you're on mute over there.
I am.
Not you.
I was breathing heavy under the mic to see if you want to pick it up.
I wish you were on mute.
Ready?
Let's go.
Hear it.
So, you think you're untouchable?
Whoa. Word life. This is basic thugonomics. This is basic.
Fuck. I remember that song too, but I do not remember whose it is. Shit.
10 seconds.
10?
God
damn. You get 15 seconds to answer once
Christian.
It's finished playing.
I don't know.
No. Tim.
John Cena.
John Cena.
Thugonomics.
Yep.
Does he get the whole 500 for that?
He gets 500.
I do.
Yeah. No, I'm negative Christ. 5 though, right?
Playing,
no, we're not taking points.
Playing from behind. Playing from behind.
Don't worry.
Let's all go right. 2000, or the 2000s WWF for the whatever the most is.
500?
Yep, that's fine.
All right.
Put a dagger in your throat now, boy.
So here, this is the mega steal.
Boom.
So what's going to happen is...
Dumb shit. That doesn't mean you can steal your own fucking win.
Yeah, it is. I'm going to miss it, then steal it, and get it all.
Hang on. Vote for in the last
hang on,
election.
Hang on. All right. So 15 seconds is going to play. If you don't know it, and after the 15 seconds, I'm going to keep playing it. Anyone can answer it at any point, but you only get one chance to answer. If you get it wrong, you don't get a chance to answer again. So,
hit the music.
All right there, Rick Rude.
That's right. God, the look on Owen's face, if you could just fucking
all
see
right,
it.
Here you go. Ready?
I wonder it's the mega steal. When's he have to answer this fucking thing?
All right, 15 seconds.
Now keep it going, and then whoever answers it gets it right.
So you don't have a guess right now?
Not right now.
All right. Anybody can answer.
At any time.
At any time.
He can guess.
Anybody can.
Chris Masters.
Nope. Okay, that was your one guess.
That hurts. Let this bitch play out. Any guesses at home?
We've mentioned his name today, haven't we?
I'm not saying anything else.
Christian.
No.
Benoit.
No.
Hide my Christian.
It's a what?
The Rock.
It's Rock's Hollywood theme whenever he came back in 03.
How'd you not know
on that?
Yeah.
So did I lose points for that or not?
No. You just don't get any.
I'm still at 500, nothing.
What's the 80s NWA? Right?
Yeah, 1 to 500. Or you got that 1,000 that you don't get a clue or category for. You can always pick that one if you want to.
Fuck, is it going to be like that? No, I'll do it. Whatever.
You're going to do 1,000?
Yep.
All right. Hang on a second. I get it.
See you, T.O. About to go down by a double the score, boy. All what are you going to do about it?
Can't wait till you miss this.
Can't, yeah. That was my Jim Cromer answer for the day.
Huh? What?
All right, ready?
Oh, fuck, I'm always ready.
Really?
Ads.
Play the ad. Fuck it, man. I'll get the ad right, too. J.B. Pritzker.
We'd like to thank our sponsor of today's show. Just joking.
No, don't play that.
Another one bites the dust. Corey does not.
Is it Junkyard Dogs WCW theme?
Nope.
Fuck, I have no idea.
Oz.
Elegante. Oh,
that's what I was going to say, but right? You didn't let it get
same
back.
Wrestler, same wrestler. Elegante.
So I should at least get a quarter of that.
He figures if I don't know it, that nobody else is going
to
know.
Yeah, sorry. I forgot to mention with the 1,000, if you picked it, there isn't a chance to steal. That's my, okay. That's my fault. That's why I answered it.
Oz was Elegante, right?
I was gonna, no,
Oz was Kevin Nash.
Kevin Nash.
Oh.
How did they?
Welcome to Oz.
How did they rip away Another One Bites the Dust in the background of that?
Oh, that's why they can't play anybody's fucking music anymore because they copied so many songs. Go ahead, right. Pick your category, Eric.
Let me get in 2000s WWF for 400.
400.
These are fucking way harder this week. This is
we didn't watch at this point in time.
Here we go.
True.
Seconds.
I have no idea. Nope. Go ahead. Pass. Steal it.
Do I lose points if I...
No.
No? I'm going to go with... DiBiase's son.
No.
Ted DiBiase.
Christian?
No.
Who is it?
The world's greatest tag team, Charlie Haas and Shelton Benjamin.
Jesus Christ.
That was an awful song.
All right.
So what's,
no wonder nobody was fucking watching this.
<what's, laughs> right.
So it's 80s and NWA.
So we got 80s NWA. All of them are available. 90s WCW. All of them are available. 2000s WWF. You have 100 and 200 left.
Do 90s WCW for 200.
Not as easy as you think.
I know. That's why I'm going cheap.
90s WCW.
Alex Wright.
200.
Watch that right. Be
awesome. Here we go. Wonder here kid. We go. Ready?
The fact that you're even looking like you know, I have no fucking clue.
Bret Hart.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah. Nice.
Wow.
Good guess.
Well played.
There was a little bit of his sound from. Yeah, that was the only reason.
NWA 500.
All right.
Somebody's going to win.
Looking like it. What do you got, 700?
Yep.
You score, right. Have you scored yet?
Zero.
All right. Well, here we go.
Zero. Same here.
NWA 500. Here we go.
Thank you. No idea. My guess is 80s NWA. Sid Vicious.
No.
Dusty Rhodes.
No.
Oh, I will go with oh gosh, I'm trying to think of his name. No.
5 seconds.
Fuck. Is that your
Magnum? Not Magnum T. I'm gonna say Magnum TA, but I'm thinking of the other guy.
Nope.
Go.
And I bet the other guy is who you're trying to come up with. Tully Blanchard.
Yes.
Oh bullshit.
No, it was. I was one of those guys.
There we go. Eric, pick your category. Good God.
It was great.
What is Tully Blanchard?
What?
Is it my turn?
Yeah.
Let's go 90s WCW for 300.
90s WCW for 300.
Woo! Big dog.
Here we go.
Double A.
All right. Incorrect. Oh.
Oh shit.
10 seconds.
Craig Pitbull Pittman?
No.
Dean Malenko.
Correct.
Damn it.
What'd I get?
300.
That was also WCW Saturday Night Music shit when they would play outros and intros. That's fucking great. God, what a generic
All
fucker.
Right.
I'll do 2000s WWF. Or whatever's left.
100 and
200.
200. Right. Ooh.
Just playing it conservative.
Fuck. Wait, it's La Resistance. Hey, it's gettable.
Oh.
Mike.
Ad.
You hear all of it.
He spent decades keeping Illinois property taxes high.
No, I don't, I swear.
Hang on.
That's right, we're in Illinois, folks. These are the ads we get every fucking day for every video is for our governor.
Rob Van Dam?
Correct.
Damn.
What was that? Nothing else helped me. I was just trying to.
I know until that last part came, but I got it before that.
Right.
I like that music. Oh. What's available?
You got everything NWA 1 to 400, 90s WCW for 100, 400, and 500, and then 2000s WWF for 100.
What's the score? 900 to what score you have? 3?
Yep.
90s WCW for 500. I'm going to fucking miss this like a champ. He's going to play some super lost shit.
Ready?
Sure.
Was this a porn from the 90s or WCW?
It does sound similar. Literally don't even have a guess.
No guess?
No.
Nothing?
Nothing.
Okay. The guitar sounded a little bit.
Dude.
At the end.
Bro.
10 seconds.
Okay, hold on here. I'll just say Benoit.
Nope. We're giving Kevin Nash a lot of love today. Vinny Vegas.
Oh. Vinny Vegas.
Talk about the dead zone.
That was nothing but.
That was Duke the Dumpster Drossy's music. How'd you not know?
That just said Vegas. I mean, that nothing about
Eric,
that says
please
Vegas.
Please bring a fucking end to this shitty music and pick something we all know.
Give me the last one. Did you say there was one more for
WWF?
Yeah, let me get that one.
This better be gold.
All right, so for 100. So there's actually a tag-on bonus question as well. So I'm going to play the.
So you get an extra 100 for it?
Yeah.
Okay.
So all bonuses are just an extra 100. So name the theme, and then I'll do the second question.
All right, let's hear it.
After. Ready?
Hmm.
nothing, man. That's
you got to get the actual theme to guess the bonus question. So nothing.
Nothing. Nope.
Wow.
Legacy.
No. Wow, I thought this would be an easy one because it's 100.
Just before.
No,
this is
no.
Before
no,
I walk alone, I'd say it's Batista.
He said no, dickwad.
I'd say it's Batista.
I will accept that answer.
No. God damn it. It's.
I will accept that answer.
Thanks, Tim. Now I'm going to get the bonus question.
So, the bonus question is, what band played?
Motorhead.
Correct. 200 for Corey.
But it wasn't Batista. It was the group.
Well, no. Batista came out to it individually also.
Hi.
So what was the group's name?
Evolution.
Evolution.
Legacy. What, did you think it was fucking thing. Still Legacy or something?
Well, it's Batista, Triple H, Orton, and Flair, right?
Yeah. That ain't Legacy.
I know. That's what I'm saying. I knew the difference. All
right. You just said the wrong fucking answer? No, hey, wait.
No. All right.
Batista.
All right. So it's Tim's turn. We got NWA 1 to 400 left and then 90s WCW.
No, that was just his turn.
No,
that was mine.
Fuck.
90s or.
And we got 90s WCW for 100 left.
Damn. 90s.
Oh, no. Sorry. 90s WCW for 100 and 400.
I'll do 400 just so Corey can't get it.
Well, he'll get it if you miss it.
Yeah, but still.
All right. Here we go.
Fuck, my headphones aren't on.
I haven't heard half. Oh, man, this is so easy. I know the music. I can't tell you who the fuck came out to it.
I'm going to say...
5 seconds.
Rick Rude. Fuck, it's not him.
Nope.
I don't know. I can't think of who. I know the music, but I'll take a guess and say Steve Austin.
Correct.
Jesus.
How much did I get for that?
400.
Let's die.
I also would have accepted...
Tim's pissed.
I also would have accepted the Hollywood Blondes as a tag team.
Yeah. God, I'm so good at this sometimes.
That song screams Hollywood.
What's available?
80s NWA 1 to 400, 90s WCW 100.
Give me a... Yeah, I want to leave those two for them. Give me the NWA for 200.
NWA 200. Let's do it.
Fuck, man. That's not the Daily Double?
Nope.
Fuck!
I can't get over WCW having such bad music.
No, you can't. A lot of guitar.
Here we go. Oh, come on. There you go.
Doom. Teddy Long.
Correct. 200.
You're wait a minute.
Fucking machine.
That was
Corey.
Doom song?
Yep.
That was Doom song.
It was Doom before it was Ron Simmons individually.
Wow. Dance on your way to the ring.
I also would have accepted Ron Simmons by itself, but Doom is what I was going for. Okay.
100.
Which yep. one?
Did Ron Simmons have a go-go dancer theme for a while?
The 90s.
90s WCW
yes,
for 100?
Yes.
Alrighty.
That's good shit, T.O.
Gotta find it. Here we go.
That's a cruiserweight.
Guerrero.
Incorrect.
Go with Rey Mysterio. Go with Rey Mysterio.
10 seconds.
I'll go with Mysterio because he says so. It was a cruiserweight. It started,
no.
He'd start the show.
No. Incorrect.
No.
I can see it, but I can't name who is it.
Jushin Thunder Liger.
No. No guesses.
I can't even think of anybody it would be.
It's Luger.
Fuck. That's right. It is Luger.
God, that's awful. What's left?
All right, we got NWA 100, 300, 400.
I'll do 300.
Daily Double.
100.
All right. So you can wager up to I've got 900.
Can I lose it? Do I lose all of it if I wager it?
No. Yeah. No.
You should.
I'll bet 900.
We're not losing money.
I'll bet all of it. I'm going to do 900 if I can't lose it.
We're not losing anything until Final Jeopardy. That's where you have to lose points.
Okay, 900.
But the catch is, if you miss it and Corey gets it, he gets the 900.
That's fine.
So that's the strategy.
That's fine.
All right. Here we go. Ready?
That was a bad decision on my part.
Wait. Somebody came out to this?
Fucking song is that?
I know the song, but I didn't know anybody came out to it.
Yeah, I've heard that.
Well, I mean, we'll say it. It's Rocket by Def Leppard. Mm-hmm.
Okay, Rocket by Def Leppard. That puts us in the mid-80s.
How much time do you
go with?
5 seconds.
We'll go with Magnum
PTA.
Magnum PTA?
Incorrect.
It's what's the category?
80s NWA.
Oh, shit. Brian Pillman?
Correct.
Nice.
The fuck out of here.
900 for Corey.
That puts me at 2,000. How's it going over there, T.O.?
Still got 900, man.
That was good? Yeah, all right, just checking. What's the categories?
All right, we still got NWA 100 and 400, and wait, hang on.
I just did 400, didn't I?
It was 300.
Oh, well, it sucked.
Oh, yeah. So you're – okay, so, yeah, you're the last one. So NWA 100 or 400?
400.
All right.
Why not? Why not build that, pad that lead?
Here we go.
Eric still has zero from last week.
Yeah.
Sting. Dusty Rhodes.
Correct.
Sting, yeah. Oh, okay.
All right.
I'll be damned. I have the exact set. Never mind.
All right. So before Final Jeopardy, I'm going to play this last one that we didn't get to. Whoever says it first gets the 100 points. Ready?
Let's hear it.
Fabulous Freebirds, Bad Street.
Correct. Yep. Another 100 for Corey.
Let's keep playing it, though.
I'm going to.
Michael Hayes has got those bangs flopping right now.
Did you score any points?
None. Zero.
What?
Fucking scored none.
All right.
Can he play in this last?
Not in Final
Jeopardy. You can bet in Final Jeopardy. You can at least.
Not with no points.
He doesn't
what?
Have any points.
Yeah, bet zero. Bet prize.
Okay. Tell you what. If these guys are okay with it, I will gift you 300 so you can participate.
Absolutely.
Yeah. All right, let's do it. Are you taking 150 from him and 150 from him, though?
No.
Oh.
What kind of game is that?
I just made
how many you have, Corey?
Is this socialism?
How many points do you have?
2,500.
Okay, so I can.
This is Bernie Sanders around.
Okay.
I can try to catch her here.
So Final Jeopardy is going to be divided up into three different themes, but they're all pay-per-view themes. These aren't wrestler themes. I will give you a category. You'll make your wager, and then I'll play it. So the first one is going to be 90s WWF.
Okay.
So we have to put our bets.
Yep. Place your bets.
How many points does he have?
Tim?
Don't tell him.
How many points does he have?
It's 900.
900. Okay.
90s WWF.
Mm-mm-mm. You going to put 300 on for this?
Tell me when you guys are done, and then I'll start playing it.
I'm ready.
Everybody good?
Better save 100 for each one.
Fuck. Out.
Could risk it all.
Yeah, maybe.
Good.
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 We're good.
All right, here we go.
Do we have to give the year?
No, you do not. Yeah, I forgot to specify. You don't have to give the exact year.
What was that, WWF?
90s WWF.
You sure that wasn't used for more than one pay-per-view?
It was.
That's why I'm saying you don't have to specify which one.
Well, but I mean, can you say which events too?
No, just the damn thing.
Survivor Series.
I'll be damned.
Harlem Heat.
Yeah, right.
All right. Tell me when you guys are done.
Okay, we have our answers over here. Corey, what'd you put?
Hold on. You good?
Good. We're good. Locked in.
Okay, Eric's going to go first. What'd you have?
Survivor Series.
Incorrect. How much did you wager?
200 points.
200.
All right.
I put SummerSlam.
Incorrect.
Awesome.
What'd you wager?
900.
Oh,
900. That's what I had first.
So what'd you change it to? When
Royal Rumble?
Incorrect.
It's WrestleMania.
It's Mania.
Jesus.
What'd you wager?
It's Mania 97 or Mania 91. 700. So the fucking game's over. Or is it just me and Eric?
It's just you and Eric.
Eric's got 100 left.
Hey, man, I'll give you 50.
No, I'm good.
All right,
great
fine.
Week, guys.
No. You gotta stay.
Just giving up.
Come on.
Pussy.
All right. Next one. I'm only going to say, so because there are so few pay-per-views in the 80s, I'm not going to tell you which one, like WWF or WCW, so I'm just going to say 1980s.
Okay.
So you're probably going to wager 100.
Maybe.
Or 50.
Maybe.
Or one.
Play it.
Did you wager?
I did.
Good.
Yep.
I took out a loan.
Oh. All right.
1,200.
Here we go.
This is a pay-per-view?
Pay-per-view.
Fuck, man. These are hard when you're not watching the show.
I that one was familiar to me. I put my answer down.
I'm just curious, what did you write?
I put 1,200 down. And
I meant your answer.
Your answer? My answer's 1,200.
Starcade.
Starcade?
Incorrect.
74.
99 points. Bash at the beach.
Incorrect.
SummerSlam.
Yep.
Yeah.
Hey, Eric's still got one left.
I thought you said WCW.
No, I didn't say anything. I just said 1980s.
Oh, I thought you said.
What did you wager?
900. So I'm up to 2,700.
All right.
Okay. Well, I was under the wrong impression, so I still have my 1,200.
All right. Last one.
And I would have guessed SummerSlam if I knew it was a WWF 80s.
Last one.
So actually, I have 2,400.
90s WCW is the last one.
Okay, I'm gonna bet all of it 2,400. I'm coming at you, Corey.
Ruh-roh.
You guys ready?
Yep.
Let's do it.
Keep in mind, I have 2,400 from the bank.
What bank?
The bank.
Okay. The bank of T.O.
Got it. Fall brawl.
Fall
brawl. No.
That wasn't fall brawl. That's the most fall song I've ever heard. Just sounds like you're ready for fall time.
Eric.
In your house.
This is
90s WCW. Oh, 90s WCW? Well, yeah, you didn't say that.
That's the most fall song I've ever heard. Slamboree?
That is correct.
Yeah.
What'd you wager?
2,000, so I'm like 47.
Second week in a row, Corey kicked the shit out of us.
We have a...
You didn't get one right. I think you're 0 for 3.
Oh,
more than that. I think I missed every one today.
I just spent 3 weeks. You haven't got one right. 0 for 3. I'm not going into
that. Wait, we did Harlem Heat. No, I mean, wait, hold the fucking phone here, T.O. I believe I got Harlem Heat right.
All right. I have to use the bathroom. Everybody,
I got it. Fall brawl.
It's a pleasure this week.
Oh, that's the best shit ever.
Right. That's the most false song.
We got to get out of here. We've been in here for like a fucking hour and a half. If you hung with us to name that tune, you're the fucking best.
Yeah, you're
Thank
the real
you.
Hero here.
Yeah, you're the real hero. Thanks to Alex for doing Name That Tune. We'll be back with more Road Warriors bullshit. Then it gets interesting. T.O. will be on his fucking mark next week. I guarantee it. For Alex, for Eric, for T.O., for the absent Big Easy. I always want to say Everett's Big Easy. We'll talk to you next week.
This podcast was a presentation of lightupmedia.fm.